Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church Sunday Morning Podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service, but first, a quick reminder. As our month of prayer, fasting, and consecration comes to a close, we are remaining in a state of prayer and moving our Sunday morning corporate prayer to 10:30 a.m. Join us in praying for our nation, our city, and our communities, as well as each other, every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. This morning's service topic is Coming into Agreement with God's Promise for My Life by Elder Frederick Vaughn Livingston. The main scriptures for the text were 1 Kings 8:56, 2 Peter 1:4, Hebrews 10:36. The focus of this message is 1. We are God's change agents. We are put on this earth to do a specific work to make a change in this world. 2. God's promise is His covenant with us to make a change in this world through our lives. 3. God's promises will always remain and they will never fail. 4. God has a promise and a plan for our lives. We must first know God's promise before we can execute His plan. We must see God's promise for our life the way He sees it, exceedingly great and precious. And 5. Knowing and doing God's will produces God's promises in our lives. Now let us join our service, which is already in progress, entitled, Coming into Agreement with God's Promise for My Life.
I want to first say that I'm thankful to our bishop for allowing us to come up and do things. You know, bishop doesn't exactly allow us, he just tells us. You know, he just say, you know you're on schedule next week, and it's at 11 o'clock. I say, okay. But it's a certain anointing in doing what the bishop has told you to do and being obedient, as opposed to sacrifice. Why don't we read our topic, everybody? We got to understand that God has placed us on this earth to be His change agents. We are on the earth to do, we are God's person on this earth. We are doing the work of the Lord on this earth. And He put us here to change the world. He could change the world Himself if He wanted to, but He has us here to change the world. We are come here and we are placed in a specific place to do something that is going to make a difference in the world. We're going to make an impact in this world through our works, through the things that God has told us to do. So today we're talking about coming into agreement with the promise. So God is specific. He's unique. We're all different. We have different DNA. The lines on our fingers are all different. So He has a specific work He wants me to do to make a change in this world. It's something that I'm going to do through my ministry that is going to leave a lasting impact on every person that I come into contact with. I'm going to leave a lasting impact on every life that I see, every life that I touch. One day, I'll leave this earth, and people are going to know that I left. People are going to know that I made an impact with the things that I did, because I will have done something, done the work of the Lord that He has ordained for me, that He preordained for me. So that's His covenant with me. That's God's promise for my life, that through me, He's going to make a change in this world. Through my ministry, it's going to be a change in people's lives with the things that I do on this earth, the works that I perform for Him. So that's the promise we're talking about today. There's lots of promises all through the Bible, lots of different things that God has promised us. But we're talking about that singular covenant that God made with me. The same way He made a covenant with Abraham. The same way He made a covenant with David. It's a covenant He's made with me. That I am going to do something very specific. It's not just something general. God didn't send us down here to be good people, live ordinary lives. It's something very specific that God has for me. And that's my purpose, my destiny, my calling. Something very specific that He has for me that I'm going to do in this world. So first things first, I want you to go with me, 1 Kings 8:56. And I want everybody to read. So God's promise isn't going to fail. We know all the promises of God are yea and amen. God has made this promise with me, this covenant for my life that I am going to fulfill, that I am going to carry out. Now, God has a promise and God has a plan. So I got to come into agreement with the promise first before I can come into agreement with the plan. So first things first, God's promises are undefeated. We know that. And I wrote this down. Can't stop, won't stop, take that. That is what I think about when I see God's promises. They can't stop, they won't stop, now I just got to take it. God's promises, no matter, I can get off course and go in the wilderness for 100 years. I can do all these other things I'm not supposed to do. The promise is still there. It's etched in stone. It is going to occur. No, well, it may not occur if I don't get an agreement. It may not. You know, this is not the type of thing that's just going to happen just in and of itself. I have to take an active role in making sure that this promise is manifested, that this promise comes about. So the promise is always going to be there. God's promise for my life is always going to be there. Now, can't no devil in hell stop it. No person on this earth can stop it, but I can if I choose not to be in agreement with God. It's almost like when I think of it, it's like a check with no expiration date that I have, that at any time I want to cash this check, I can go to the throne room of heaven and cash the check. It's always going to be good, but I got to do something if I want to see it, if I want to see it manifested. So when we talk about God's promises, we know that they will always remain. God's promises in our life will always remain. We can live with confidence that no matter what, God's promise is going to be there. And it's something special and unique. It's something different for every single one of us. I can't tell you what your promise is besides that you're going to make an impact in this world, that God's going to use you. He's going to use your ministry. Maybe it's a book you're going to write. Maybe it's a song. Maybe it's an album. Maybe it's a business you're going to start. Maybe it's going to be a prison ministry, that people are going to come to God through something that you have done. Maybe you're just that house on the block that everybody can come to and that everybody feels safe in. It's going to be a promise for you, just for you. And it's going to be tailored just for you, to the things that you do well, to the ways that you flourish, to the things that you're good at. God's promises are unique to each and every one of us. Nobody has the same thing that they're going to do. We may do the same thing, but it's not going to be the same way. It's always going to be different. It's always something different for each one of us. When we talk about the promises of God, all the time, before we can ever take hold of it, we got to know what it is. We can't go about just, you know, living life day to day, not knowing what we're doing, not knowing why we're doing the things we're doing. We have to know the first thing. We got to know what God's promise is for my life. What is the covenant that he has for me? How am I going to change the world? How am I going to leave a lasting impact? You know, it's one of the saddest things, and I know we've all been to one before, but you go to a funeral, and there is nothing to say about how this person's life really did anything. There's nothing really good to say. God forbid that any of us have that, because we want, when we go, we want it to be such a joyous occasion, not just because we're in heaven, but because of all the things we did, all the lives we touched, all the earthly good we did down here before we made it up there. Yes, that's the main goal, to make it up to heaven, but we're here for a reason. We're here to do something while we're here. We're here to make a difference in somebody's life. Hey, everybody, I want you to go with me to 2 Peter 1:4. Go ahead and read. What I want us to see is that we have to look at God's promise for our life the way God looks at it. God says it's exceeding great and precious. And no matter what it is, no matter what it is, maybe your calling is to be on the usher board. That doesn't mean that your calling is any less than the person that's in front of the pulpit. That doesn't mean anything. God's promise for your life is great to him. And he's going to judge us by whether we carried it out, regardless of what it was, regardless of what he told us to do. So going back to what we first said, there's a promise, then there's a plan. We got to know the promise before we go into the plan. So many times, God told us that promise years ago, and we rejected it. You know, he came. You know, it's not always the thunder and lightning. Sometimes it's that still, small voice. And he came and told us, laid something on your heart, write a book. Certain ministry. And what we do, when told somebody, and they say, you know, that's never going to work. Don't do that. You know, it's all, people already did that. You know, that's what we do. We always go and look. God doesn't need a cosign. God does not need to find somebody else to cosign for his promise. If God told us, then that's what we need to do. But we weren't sure of it. He told us long ago something to do. We went and told somebody else, and they said, no, don't do it. So we got discouraged, and we didn't do it. But our vision for our life is just that. It's your vision for your life. No one is ever going to understand your vision for your life the way you will. They're never going to see it the same way you will. They're never going to care about it the same way you will. And there's always people, people out there that can't do anything, don't know anything, except to tell you how you're not going to do anything. You know, that's what they do. They're there to tell you how you're going to fail. This isn't going to work. They can tell you every way it's not going to work. They can't tell you anything that will work, but they will tell you every way it won't work. Maybe it wasn't a friend. Maybe it was somebody you really trusted. Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a loved one. You said, well, they certainly know what's best for me, but that's not the case. God gave you the vision. You can't go give your vision to somebody else. They're not going to see it. They're just not going to see the vision the way you see it. And if God gave it to you, he gave it to you. And the same way he gave something to you, he'll give their vision to them. So we can't depend on going to somebody else, asking for their approval, seeing what they think about what God told us to do. It just will never work. They will always have something else to say that's negative. Just like you said, Pastor, it's always somebody else that is coming in saying something, and we believe them. We let the devil convince us to believe that lie that you can't do something. First thing they say is, you know, somebody else does that. They do the same thing. And what do? We say, well, now I can't do it. Go to the grocery store. You're going to see 50,000 cans of tuna. Everybody's selling tuna. You know, do you think that lets one company stop them from selling it, saying, oh, somebody else already doing it. We can't do it. If God gave you something, it's going to be different. It's going to be unique. It's going to be a different spin on it. You're going to do it a different way than what everybody else does. You're going to have that supernatural gift, that supernatural ability, that supernatural talent. So I don't care how many other people are doing the same thing. If God gave it to you, you're going to do it a new way. You're going to do it a different way. It's 1,000 books in the bookstore, but your book's going to be different because God told you to do it. And that's going to be the way that you change the world. That's going to be the way that you affect lives. Just because somebody else has come before you, don't let that discourage you. God gives you something new, something fresh, something that's different from everybody else. And sometimes it doesn't even take anybody else to tell us. You know, a lot of times we're our own worst enemy. We talk ourselves out of it. You know, we start to look at other people, what they did, their qualifications, how good they were, and then you say, well, I just don't measure up. It's no way I'll be able to do that. Look at what they had. Look what I don't have. We'll look at everything else but God. We'll look at every other circumstance but God, and we'll talk ourselves out of doing it. We'll be defeated before we ever try. We won't even try to do something because in our mind, we have made up that I'm going to fail before I ever gave it a shot. It's a sad state of affairs when we do that. But the good news is that the promise is still there. It's not going anywhere. Once we get back in line with the Word of God and get back on track, God will still perform. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It's not going anywhere. We can be one or 100 or 100,000. God is going to make sure that the promise is fulfilled in our life. So don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. God's still going to do what he set you on this earth to do. He has already etched it in stone. He's written it in your heart for a reason. God's promise is the type of thing that we can just take to the bank. We can have supreme confidence that his promise will be fulfilled. All we have to do is follow the plan. If we follow the plan, we will see the promise. The promise will be manifest in our lives if we follow the plan. Go with me to Hebrews 10:36. Let's read, please. Amen. So the will of God is us doing the plan that he has for our life. That's the will. The will is that we will follow the plan. We many times get off track because maybe we got the promise. Maybe we know what our ultimate goal is, but we got our own plan. We don't want to follow the will of God. We want to follow our will. We want to do what we want to do. We don't really want to go back to God and ask him every step of the way. You know, a lot of times we need to know plans, steps 1 through 100 before we start to do something. How exactly is this going to work out? That's not the way God works. God's not going to tell us steps 1 through 100. He's going to tell us one step at a time. And we're going to have to keep going back and getting that next step and keep going back. See, if he told us every step of the way before it ever happened, what would we need God for? Why would we ever need to have a relationship if we knew every step of the way? If somebody tells you every step of the way, you'll never go back to them. That's the same reason, you know, we've all been at jobs where you have a certain skill and somebody else wants you to teach them. Because they don't want to keep coming back to you and asking you every couple minutes. They want to be able to do it on their own. That's not how it works with God. We're not going to do it on our own. We're going to have to rely on him. We're going to have to trust in him. We're going to have to allow him to lead us through every step of the way. And he will. He's faithful. He's just to lead us every step of the way if we can just trust him. If we can just put ourselves in a situation where we trust in God, we'll see things flow in our life like it never flowed before. When we trust in God, you know, have you ever sat and watched a movie with somebody else for the second time, but it was them watching it for the first time? You know, you're so calm. You know how the movie ends. You know, they jumping at every little thing. And you're like, oh, I know how this ends. They getting scared at the scary parts. You're just sitting there thinking, I know how this movie ends. Every time a thrilling thing comes, they're getting all on the seat of the edge of the seat. And you're just sitting there just as calm because you know how the movie ends. That's the same way we approach our walk with God. We know how this movie's going to end. We know what's going to happen at the end. We're not going to get jumpy at the scary parts. We're not going to get anxious at the thrilling parts because we know how the movie ends. Every time we come up against a situation, the devil does something, comes in, attacks our child. You say, you know what, devil? You a lie. I know how this movie ends. You know, every time something happens at work, you say, you know what, devil, you a lie. I already know how this movie ends. I already know that at the end, I'm victorious. I'm going to walk in the will of God. I know that I'm going to receive the promise he has for my life. I know how this movie ends. I'm not concerned about anything that happens. I don't let it get me off track. I don't let it make me anxious. I don't let it do anything to me. Because I know in the end, I'm victorious. In the end, I'm going to see the promise of God working in my life. So we're talking about the promise, but we also talk about the plan. Wherever God has a promise, God has a plan. All through the Bible, there's a plan. God is a planning God. We don't know the plan, but God knows the plan. God's not caught off guard by anything. He's never surprised. We don't know what's going to happen. Sometimes we're caught off guard. Sometimes we're surprised, but God isn't. Nothing takes heaven by surprise. We know that God has already preordained this plan for us. He's already, before the foundations of the earth were created, he already knew that I was going to do this specific thing for him and that I was going to carry it out. And I was going to get off track a little bit, but I was going to do it. He already knew it. He already knew it. And the great thing about it is, as long as I stay in the Word, as long as I stay doing the things I'm supposed to do, I will be victorious. I will see the promise of God. Now, if I don't, I might never see the promise of God. If I don't get back in line with God, if I don't come into agreement, then I might never see that promise. But it's not God's will that any of us would perish, that any of us would not see the promise. It's up to us. We have an active role in seeing the manifestation of this promise. So you might say, well, how do I know the plan? Well, I'm glad you asked. Isaiah, can we go to Isaiah 30, 21? And I love this scripture. And you know what? I'm gonna let you read that, and I'm going to read out of the New Living Version. But let's go ahead and read Isaiah 30, 21. The New Living Translation for verses 20 and 21 says, though the Lord gave you adversity for food and suffering for drink, he will still be with you to teach you. You will see your teacher with your own eyes. Your ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go. whether to the right or to the left. So every fork in the road that I come to, every time I got to make a decision, God's right there. He's willing to tell me. He's saying, go to the right, go to the left. I just have to listen. I just have to ask him, and I have to listen. But he's faithful to tell me. He's going to lead us down this path. This plan for our life, it's not like we're wandering around. We're just going aimlessly here and there. God has taken us through this road. He's showing us where he wants us to go. God is, he's so great to us. He opens the doors. But sometimes he closes the doors. Sometimes it's a reason. He's the God of new beginnings. It's a reason why relationships die. It's a reason why certain times we think we, in our own mind, we prayed for it. We thought it was supposed to occur, but it didn't. There's a reason why. God might have known that if you would have stayed with that person or stayed with this job, you would have never, ever obtained the promise for your life. So he loves us too much to see us go through life aimlessly, walking about doing things that he knows is not going to be edifying to us. He knows it's not going to help us in the end. So when we know that we're doing the will of God, when we know that we're carrying out God's plan, we can be at ease. We can have that supernatural peace that whatever happens, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, this is God's plan. This is God's promise for my life. Even if something bad happens, something I don't think should have happened, sometimes we just won't understand it. But I know that I am working towards obtaining the promise God has for my life, because that's what he said. And his promises are good. It's always going to be good. It's never going to fail. So if I know that I'm doing that, then I have confidence. I have the peace of God, that supernatural peace in every situation, the supernatural strength to overcome every obstacle, because I know that God gave it to me. He wouldn't have told me he was going to do it if he wasn't going to perform it. He wouldn't have given me this promise if I was not going to obtain it. God is not the God of giving us unobtainable promises. He gives us things that were etched in stone before the earth was created. He can't change it. He did it so long ago, it's already been established. So there is no changing it. He's not going back on his word. He's not changing his mind. He's not going to give us a promise and say, you know what, you've been horrible. You know, you ain't did nothing I wanted you to do. I'm going to change it. That's not how God is. That's not how grace works. As long as we come back into a line, come back into agreement, it's still there. It's still there waiting on us. God's waiting to give it to us. He's just waiting, just standing there waiting, just waiting on us to come on. He's like, I've been waiting for you all this time. Come on. I've been waiting to give this to you. He's just waiting on us to come into agreement with it. It'll never change. It'll never change. When we talk about trusting in God, going with him every step of the way, you know, God cherishes our relationship with him. He loves us so much. He wants to have a relationship with us. He has set it up so that he does things through his relationship with us. God could come down to this earth and do anything he needed to, but he doesn't, because he wants to do it through us. Through us having a relationship with him. And he wants us to have that quality relationship that when we go to God, we go to the throne room about everything. No matter what it is in our life, you know, whether I turn right or turn left, whether I take a certain role, what I do for the day, it's the type of relationship where we just walk hand in hand. That's what God wants to have with us. That's the type of thing that he cherishes about us. When God created man, he wanted to have companionship. He wanted to walk around the garden with Adam. He enjoyed that. The same way he enjoyed it with them, he enjoys it with us. And every step of the way, we need to be going, whether it's the right hand, whether it's the left hand. What would you have me to do, Lord? How would you have me to get a little bit closer to this goal? Every day I'm working a little bit closer to obtaining the promise that God has for me. The specific promise that God has for me, that specific covenant that he's made with me for my life, for how I'm going to change the world, how I'm going to leave a lasting impact on this generation. That is what God wants us to do. That's what God wants to show us, is that no matter what, no matter what you do, no matter how far off track you get, I'm still here, just waiting to give it to you. I want us to turn to Ephesians 2:10. So let's go ahead and read Ephesians 2:10. Amen. Another version says we are his masterpiece. We are his workmanship. We are his handiwork. That God has created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained, preordained, that we should walk in them. So when we're walking along this journey, we're going into the different, the valleys, the mountains, we need to understand that God has already ordained this path. It was preordained. As we said, before the foundation of the earth was created, this path was ordained. Now, I can stay on the path, I can get off the path. That's up to me. That's my choice. That's where my will comes into play. I have a will, and that will comes into play. And I have to do the things that God would have me to do so that I stay in the will of God. Because it's not about my will, it's about God's will. So if my will is not in line with God's will, then we're going to have some real problems. We're going to have some real problems. I'm never going to be able to obtain the promise of God if my will does not stay in line with God's will. When we are along this journey, we're along this path, we're doing these different things that we think we're doing. You know, sometimes we think we're doing the right thing. We really don't have bad intentions. You know, we go about thinking that it's the right thing, but it's just not God's will. It's just not God's will. It's not what God has ordained for us to do. Even though we are not doing anything with negative intentions, or we're not doing anything out of malice or spite, if it's not God's will, it's just not going to work. Maybe you wanted to go into a certain ministry, but God told you to do something else. Well, it's not going to work because it's not God's will. You didn't go into it with a bad idea, but you went into it in your own will, in your own mind, in your own thoughts. And then it doesn't work. And then you get mad. You get mad at God. You get mad at everybody else when all you should have been doing was get back in line with God's will. And God is still there. The promise is still there. It can't go nowhere. It's already established. So it's all right. It will be okay as long as you get right back into agreement with God's promise for your life. We can't look at other people's promise and say, I want to do what you do. Well, that's not God's promise for your life. That's not the vision that God has given you. That's not how we determine our steps. We don't determine anything that we do. We allow God to determine it for us. We allow God to tell us which way we need to go. When we get that in our mind, or really understand that God has a special covenant with me, just for me, between he and me, it's just a covenant for my life, something special, something unique that I'm going to do. I got to grab hold to it, and I got to come into agreement with it. I can't disagree with it. I can't say I'm not going to do that. I can't allow somebody else to get me off track. I can't look at my qualifications and say I'm never going to be good enough. I have to come into agreement with it. And then, only then, will I be able to follow the plan that God has set, that he preordained for my personal life, for me to do, for me to follow in, for me to walk in. And at that point, I'm going to see that flow. That flow is going to come. Things are going to fall into place. Things are going to happen. Things are going to occur in a way that I never thought they would once I get in line with God's promise and God's plan. Now, it's not going to be perfect, but I'm going to have everything I need to overcome. I'm going to have every piece that I need. I'm going to have every bit of strength that I need because I'm not working in myself. I'm working in the supernatural plan that God has created for my life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoyed the Word of God. For more information, be sure to check out our website, follow us on Instagram, and like us on Facebook. And if this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. John 8:31-32 says, If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's the word.